Of course, nearly all the diabetes is type 1, but another of the major changes that has occurred and is occurring at a rapid rate is the introduction and the emergence of type 2 diabetes. In this country, it's not very big at the moment, but certainly in America, very large numbers of young people are developing type 2 diabetes with complications because of the global epidemic of obesity. Of course, superimposed upon all this, in the changes over the last 30 years, is that type 1 diabetes has increased very, very considerably in incidence in this country and elsewhere. Our incidence now of over 20 per 100,000 children is in the middle to upper range worldwide. Still, the incidence in the Far East is very low, but in some Scandinavian countries, such as Sweden and Finland in particular, the incidence is double that in the UK. But with our large population, this means that quite a large number of children are developing diabetes and at a younger age. And this has imposed considerable stresses and strains on our services. And one of the ways it influenced me, of course, is that I used to try and do domiciliary visits on all the as many children as possible when they first got diabetes, and this became increasingly difficult, especially as one also increased in age, going out late in the evening on a regular basis to see children at home was often, and that was out of hours, of course, was often quite difficult. Again, the other influence, which I may have mentioned before, of the increasing importance and recognition and understanding of diabetes have been the introduction of HbA1c in the early 80s and, of course, blood glucose monitoring. And these, in conjunction with all the other understandings of the metabolic control of diabetes, has led to a much greater interest in the condition and a much bigger attention to looking after it medically.